Welcome to Operation Retirement Readiness, where Amy and Mike, two certified financial planners, talk about how military members can prepare for transition and how veterans can prepare for ultimate retirement. This podcast represents the views of the hosts and any guests. It is for informational purposes only and should not be considered tax, financial, or legal advice. All information is regarded to be from reliable sources. The hosts are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. This podcast is not intended to replace professional advice.
Hey, Amy, how's it going?
It's going well, Mike. How about you?
Oh, doing well. I know it'll be a little while till our listeners hear this, but I just got back from a ski trip in Whistler, which was fantastic. Been about 10 years since my buddy and I have been talking about going there, so it was great to actually get there and ski.
Those are great trips to take, especially when you've been planning it for a while with such good friends. Well, it's good to have you back. I'm happy to jump back into our podcast routine. What are we talking about today?
Well, our last podcast, we talked about retirement budgeting and getting ready for retirement. And we got a couple questions about that. People wondering, you know, what does a typical spending profile kind of look like over, you know, a 20, 30, maybe even a 40 year retirement? And so today we're going to talk a little bit about how people can think about, does the spending typically go up during retirement? Does it go down? You know, how should people think about that? So that's what we're talking about today. What do you generally think, or what are some of the common approaches that people might take when they're thinking about, you know, a spending profile in retirement?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most straightforward approach that people think about, I would say almost everyone immediately defaults to just sort of setting a percent of pre-retirement spending. So how am I living today? How do I think I'm going to live in retirement? A lot of people, and there for a long time, there was sort of a rule of thumb that said that you were going to spend less in retirement because maybe you bought fewer business clothes, you were driving less. I'm not entirely sure that's true. So I think that, you know, rule of thumb has gone by the wayside. But I think the default is that people say, I'm going to spend about the same or a little more or a little less than what I do now. And then inflation's going to have a say. So we're just going to inflate it. We're going to inflate that spending number over time. Now the downside there is that, your expenses may change and it might not be a realistic representation of what you do. You know, Mike, what are your thoughts around this? I know it's a common approach. What do you think about it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, it's a good starting point. And it, you know, we talked the last couple episodes about budgeting, and it's really good to understand how much you're spending, you know, as you approach retirement and really dialing that in and then seeing what of those expenses are gonna continue, maybe stop. Like you said, maybe work and eating lunch out every day is not gonna happen anymore. So that can reduce your budget. But maybe you're gonna travel more. So maybe that increases your budget. It's a good starting point, but it's hard over, you know, 20, 30, 40 years to really be able to figure that out. So, you know, researchers have looked at this. There's been one thing they've come up with is what they call the retirement spending smile, where really what they see in the data is whatever your initial spending is, you know, when you start retirement, it will actually decrease over the next 10, 15 years. Say, we'll say you got a 30-year retirement. So maybe, you know, over the first 15, it just steadily decreases a few percent a year till that first 15 years. And then it starts to climb again as you start, you know, having medical issues. That's typically what folks see. Or maybe you need additional health care, or, you know, home care, or you go into an assisted living facility. So toward the end of life, it can go back up. So it kind of makes that, you know, Amazon smile kind of graph of your expenses over time. What are your thoughts on that? Have you seen that, heard that?
Yeah, I definitely have. And I think that approach is a little bit more accurate in terms of, you know, just what, you know, we see when we work with clients. We actually see that data play out. And like you said, in terms of using the simplified formula, it could kind of result in maybe oversaving, because people, the projection is that you're just always going to increase savings, and we really don't see that. So it's a good idea to try and more closely approximate spending so that people can enjoy their money sooner. Now, in terms of, you know, planning and how people think about things, you know, I always tell people who are heading into ultimate retirement, who are worried, what I see when I watch people cross from getting that paycheck to either getting a smaller pension paycheck or no paycheck, that the first several months, maybe even for several years, like, it's a shock to the system. So they do stop spending, you know, not necessarily by choice, but just because it is mentally difficult to look in your checking account and not see the same paychecks that have been hitting for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and to see your checking account go down and to wrap your mind around the idea of spending. So it's kind of interesting to watch, but then it kind of levels out. So I don't know if people do that on purpose or if it's just a subconscious thing. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think it's just human nature that, you know, you're so used to that money coming in. I mean, I know in retirement, you know, still get the retirement check, but with starting the business, I had less money coming in and it was putting money into the business and stuff, and you know, the savings going down. And yeah, it's quite shocking as somebody who's been building for, you know, 20, 30 years. And so yeah, I can definitely see that. Just to throw some, you know, kind of numbers around, well, how much of a reduction is in the data? You know, researchers have looked and say you start with a baseline of $100,000 a year in your retirement spending. It can drop down, you know, over that 10, 15 years to, you know, maybe around $75,000. Again, this is all constant dollars. So with inflation, you know, it may be more like you're spending $100,000 every year, you know, adjusted for inflation. But, you know, it may, like you said, result in oversaving if folks, you know, do follow this pattern, but have been projecting that they're going to be increasing their spending every year. Freak out at first and then, you know, settle into, okay, I do have the money that I've saved and I'm just going to have to get used to, yeah, it's going to go down some. So,
yeah. I mean, so there's, you know, so far there's two ways, right? There's like the simple sort of, we start with a number and we adjust it for inflation forever. And then there's the spending smile. And then, you know, what about some other, you know, one or two others, Mike?
One other way that a researcher named Michael Stein, I think he was actually a planner, came up with and coined the phrases, the go-go, slow-go, and no-go phases of retirement. And it's, you know, similar to the smile, but the three distinct phases as you go through retirement. Amy, you want to hit go-go and what that typically entails?
Yeah. So, you know, we sort of alluded to this idea that you may not spend less money in retirement, but you might spend more. And that might be particularly true in your early years. And, you know, for simplicity, let's just split up your retirement years into thirds. So like the first third of your retirement years, you might be doing all the things that you didn't get to do while you were working. So you're traveling more, Maybe your kids live elsewhere. Maybe they're starting their families and you want to be part of that. So you're traveling there. You're buying new grandkids things. You're active. So maybe your hobby spending is more, you're hanging out with friends and that often involves going out to eat. So it's just catching up on doing things. You're healthy and you want to go. So that's kind of how that is. But then the next phase, Mike, is the slow go phase. If you want to talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah. So this is when, you know, you're getting older. It's not as easy to take that across the pond airplane flight. So you may not be going to Europe or Asia. You're just starting to slow down. You're older. Maybe you start having health issues. Maybe a spouse starts having health issues and you're just not able to do all of those things that require spending. You may still be active in your community, volunteering, doing those type of things, but those big expenses that you had early in retirement are reduced. And I've definitely seen that with both my in-laws and my parents that, you know, just as they get older, it's not as easy to hop on the plane and fly out to either, you know, travel or even to go see family. So, it's just, you know, reduced spending because you're less mobile as you go. So then, Amy, what's the third phase, the no-go phase? What does that entail?
Yeah, so that's, you know, usually sort of the last third or the last several years of your retirement where, you know, you may not be feeling very well. You know, a lot of your time is spent on taking care of yourself, literally taking care of yourself. You're probably not traveling very much. If you are, you're not going far from home. So we're not talking about round the world plane trips. Those are just really hard on a body, on anybody, but especially an older body. You might be only leaving your house to do the basics. So groceries, medical appointments, it sounds like, you know, this might be the least amount of spending, but this might actually be the most amount of spending that happens because, you know, in your no-go years, maybe you're in a retirement community, with some varying amount of care. So whether assisted living or, full nursing home support. So that can get expensive. Even if you stay home, you might have to buy additional medical equipment or retrofit your home so that you can stay in your home. So it's a phase where you're not doing a whole lot, but it still may, result in increased spending. So, you know, we talked about three ways to plan for spending. You know, what are your general takeaways, summarizing this podcast?
Again, it goes back to the understanding and really, you know, the first phase of retirement and then the end of life are kind of going to be the most expensive pieces. There's probably going to be some time in between that, is lower. So just really understanding that and budgeting for it and understanding that may allow you to even retire earlier if you're, you know, confident that, yeah, this is how, you know, my plan's going to go. If you've got possibly long-term care insurance, so you're not worried about the end of life, you know, type of increased expenses, you're good there. If you can make a realistic budget for the first, you know, 10 plus years of retirement or, that can, you know, allow you to maybe retire 15 years early type thing. So, it's again, just focusing on what you want to do, having a realistic budget, and then understanding that it may not be, you know, up and to the right all the time for your spending in retirement, just because you will have these phases where it's harder to do things and you just have less energy or you just don't have the health to actually do it.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, depending on your current age and how far away you are from retirement, as you think about how to plan for retirement, you know, the most conservative way is the first one that we talked about, where, you know, you just assume that your expenses are going to stay at least the same and you inflate them over time. That might, if you're only in your 40s and you're still 20 years away from retirement, from full retirement, that might be a great planning factor. But as you close in on the last, you know, 5-ish years before retirement, it's time to be really honest with yourself about how spending might go for you, so that you can have a really good solid plan and make sure that you're fully funded for the kind of life that you want to have throughout your retirement.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it, like we've talked about, it'll vary based on your length of retirement. If you're retiring early, you know, say 55, you've made a lot of money or don't need a lot of money to live on, you know, you may have a 20-year go-go phase, and with improvements in healthcare and drugs, you may have that very long first phase. Now, if you wait and you don't retire till you're 70, you know, it could be shorter. So just understanding, again, when and your health and all those things and factoring them in are, you know, critically important to coming up with that realistic budget for retirement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully if you've made it this far, this information has been really helpful to you. If you have questions for us or topics you'd like for us to cover, drop us an email at info@operationretirementreadiness.com. Mike, until next time, it's been great to talk with you, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Take care, Amy.
To get transcripts, show notes, or more information, go to operationretirementreadiness.com. Have a question or topic for the podcast? Send it to info@operationretirementreadiness.com. Find out more about Amy and Mike at their websites. Amy is the founder of Instar Financial Planning, LLC. She is retired from the U.S. Army and has worked in the financial services sector since 2019. She's a certified financial planner, a chartered federal employee benefits counselor, and a chartered retirement planning counselor. You can find out more about Amy at instarfp.com. Mike is the founder of Next Mission Financial Planning, LLC. He retired from the U.S. Air Force and has worked in the financial services sector since 2021. He is a certified financial planner, chartered financial consultant, and a certified college financial consultant. You can find out more about Mike at nextmissionfinancialplanning.com.